My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at the beginning of the Mass, we heard the pastoral letter of Bishop McGrutton as he informs every Catholic in our diocese about the beginning of a pathway of pastoral renewal in our diocese. He told the story of St. Francis, who heard the voice of the Lord saying to him to repair his house, which is falling apart. And this call began the great renewal of the Catholic Church. Franciscan orders were born that lead the Church on a path of prayer, peace, and renewal in the Catholic Church. My dear brothers and sisters, the story of St. Francis and Franciscans brothers illustrate how great things often have humble beginnings. Storytelling has been popular ever since human beings learned to put words together to form sentences. Few ancient people were able to read or write. Whether they wanted to teach something important, they made up a story about it that made the teaching not only easy to learn, but also easy to remember. Jesus probably told more stories than most teachers. His stories are called parables. Someone has cleverly described a parable as an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. My dear brothers and sisters, for all practical purposes, the parables of Jesus fall into two categories. First, the so-called window parables, and second, the mirror parables. A window parable is a simple story that teaches about God or God's kingdom. It is a verbal window through which we can look together an insight of God into God or God's kingdom. A window parable often begins with the words, "The kingdom of God is like." An example of a window parable is Jesus' story of the lost sheep. It compares a shepherd's concern for a lost sheep to his father's concern for a sinner. The shepherd goes out to search for the stray. When he finds it, he doesn't tie it to a tree or punish it. He carries it home, lovingly on his shoulders. Jesus' point is that the Heavenly Father treats sinners the same way. And so the window parables are stories that give us an insight into God or His kingdom. Mirror parables, on the other hand, are stories that act as verbal mirrors. That is, they give us an insight into ourselves. Jesus constructed these parables in such a way that people in his parable represented people in his listening audience. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, listening, people listening to Jesus were able to see themselves in one of the characters in the parables. It is the same way with God and us. Our Heavenly Father is infinitely patient. By the time He will come when God's patience gives way to judgment. We too will be held accountable for our action. And so, today's parables of the vineyard owner is a good example of the mirror parable. Jesus directed us primarily to the chief priests and the scribes, that is, the religious leaders of Israel. Let us now look more closely at this parable to see how it served as a mirror for the chief priests and the Pharisees. Let us look at the parable's cast of characters to see who Jesus intended them to represent in the real life. The vineyard owner, of course, is God. The vineyard, as today's first reading shows, is the people of Israel. The vineyard tenants are the leaders of Israel. The first group of slaves sent by the owner are the early prophets God sent to Israel. The second group of slaves are the latter prophets God sent to Israel. And the owner's son who was killed is Jesus. The new tenant farmers to whom the owner leases the vineyard are the apostles of Jesus. They are the new leader of God's people. And the parable's conclusion, which isn't included in today's reading, says the chief priests and the scribes knew that Jesus was talking about them. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, they look into the mirror parable and saw themselves. But instead of changing, they continued in their wrong eyes and the wrong ways. This brings us to an important question. Did Jesus intend it to have meaning only for the chief priests and the scribes? Not at all, my dear brothers and sisters. Jesus intended it to have meaning for us too. And what does the parable say to us? Let me list just four things. First, the parable summarizes the complete biblical story of salvation, even to the point of making clear-cut reference to the Old and New Testament, to the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The first leasing of the vineyard refers to the Old Covenant. The second leasing is the vineyard refers to the new covenant. Second, the parable affirms that Jesus is the Son of God. The last person sent to the tenant farmers is not another slave. He is the vineyard owner's own son. And third, the parable affirms that Jesus' apostles are the new leaders of God's people. And finally, the parable teaches us about God's patience with us and our accountability to God. The vineyard owner made three efforts to get the tenant farmers to change their ways. When he saw more patience was futile, he passed judgment on the tenants. He held them accountable for their actions. It is the same way with God and us. Our Heavenly Father is infinitely patient. But the time will come when God's patience gives way to judgment. We too will be held accountable for our actions. And so today, my dear brothers and sisters, today's parable was not intended merely for the chief priests and the Pharisees of Jesus' time. It was intended for us also. It summarizes the biblical story of salvation. It teaches us that Jesus is the Son of God. It teaches us that Jesus' apostles are the new leaders of God's people. And finally, the parable teaches us about God's patience toward us and our own accountability to God. Let me close with this prayer for thought from a song written years ago. I quote, Jesus was the storytelling kind. He painted pictures in the mind. It was how he showed people, like you and me, the ways things were supposed to be. He used the sky, he used the sea, he used the birds, he used the trees, he used whatever he could see. Storyteller, yes, Jesus was a storyteller. He painted pictures in the mind. It was how he showed people, like you and me, the ways things were supposed to be. Amen.